Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel let more than a dozen kids leave Gaza who are sick or wounded on Thursday, the first medical evacuations in nearly 2 months. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
This is the first medical evacuation in months, a large contingent of dozens of people. Some 19 sick children and their parents allowed out of the Gaza Strip into Egypt, where they'll be taken to medical facilities there or sent to other countries. This father, Noor Abu Zari, says his daughter suffered serious burns over much of her body. And this mother's hopeful her child with leukemia will be able to resume chemotherapy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Palestinians fled from areas in Gaza City on Thursday after an Israeli evacuation order and heavy bombing. The Israeli military has ordered new evacuations from neighborhoods that were heavily targeted and largely emptied early in the war. The latest orders apply to neighborhoods where residents reported bombing on Thursday. First responders with Gaza's civil defense said airstrikes hit 5 homes, killing at least 3 people and wounding another 6. U.S. President Joe Biden is greeting several dozen supporters outside his hotel in Atlanta before the first debate. Both Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump hope the event will jolt a campaign that many voters are just beginning to watch. Thursday's debate offers unparalleled opportunities for both candidates to try to shape the political narrative. For the Democratic president, the debate gives him a chance to reassure voters that at age 81, he's capable of guiding the U.S. through a range of challenges. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday blocked a bankruptcy settlement reached with Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin, that would have shielded its owners from lawsuits over their role in the nation's deadly opioid epidemic. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The Sackler family, who own Purdue, had agreed to pay up to $6 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits accusing the company of misleading doctors and patients about the potential harms of its powerful pain medication. Part of that settlement gave the Sackler family legal immunity. Thursday's 5-4 decision to block the settlement is a victory for President Joe Biden's administration, which had called it an abuse of bankruptcy protections. Purdue filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2019 to address its debts, nearly all of which stemmed from thousands of lawsuits alleging that OxyContin helped kickstart an opioid epidemic that has caused more than 500,000 U.S. overdose deaths over 2 decades.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Multiple reports show the former Uvalde, Texas schools police chief and another former officer have been criminally charged for their role in the slow police response to the 2022 massacre in a U.S. elementary school. The Uvalde Leader News and the San Antonio Express News reported on Thursday former schools police chief Pete Arredondo and former officer Adrian Gonzalez were indicted by a grand jury on multiple counts of felony child endangerment and abandonment. Arredondo was the on-site commander during one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. 19 children and 2 teachers died. A grim search is underway in Croatia for the remains of victims killed during a war more than 3 decades ago. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Earlier this month, investigators found the remains of 10 people at this garbage dump near Vukovar, east of the capital, Zagreb. They expect to find more. It took 2 years of searching to find the mass grave. This site has been described as the most difficult and complex location investigators here have ever encountered. They've been missing since the country's War of Independence in the 1990s from Yugoslavia, which dissolved into separate entities. About 150 mass graves have been found in Croatia. At this specific site, investigators believe the 10 victims were moved after initially being buried somewhere else, as the remains were covered with earth and sludge that's not typical for the site.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukraine's president is calling on European Union leaders to make good on promises to provide military equipment to his war-ravaged country. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the call at an EU summit in Brussels on Thursday, just days after the bloc launched membership talks with Ukraine. Zelensky said it was important to discuss urgent things such as air defense. I'm Joe Ramsey.